Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does that mean, Phil?
That means that we're going to see our PG&E and other electric companies like San Diego Gas and Electric hop on board and start, you know, subsidizing and rebating for people for plug-ins and plug-in stations. We are trying to jumpstart the electronic car. I realize that. No. But, you know, it's kind of funny.
Right over my head.
It's not like a jumpstart with cables to the battery where it goes like this. This is an old jumpstart back to the days when you had clutch cars and you push the thing in the hope that it would start going. We've been trying to get electric cars in California to become a sizable part of the highway system for decades, and they remain very much a small fraction of the cars out there. We see more of them in the Bay Area and Northern California than probably anywhere else, but especially in Santa Clara and San Mateo High, where they call I-280 the Tesla highway. But around the rest of the state, it really represents a very, very small number, if at all.
So, Phil, the headline here is that the utilities are going to spend all this money, but does that mean that we as the rate payers are going to pay the money?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yes, the PUC said, bless you, go do this good thing. Now, are you and I going to be paying for it directly or indirectly? Well, that's what it happens when you sort of do rebates one way or the other, or the cap and trade money. But again, they're trying to get this up because electric cars just aren't selling in that. It's a question of how far they travel. The batteries still don't go to the mileage that make people comfortable, and also the available and the quickness of a recharge. I was talking with one transportation person who said it's like deja vu all over again. We're trying to get these stations up, but, you know, it still takes time to recharge these cars. It's not something you can do over a cup of coffee right now. And so we are trying to, we've given, you know, rides in the diamond lanes for free on these. We've tried incentives as far as rebates to buy them, but so far it hasn't clicked. So they're hoping that this will get it going.
Generally speaking, I don't drive an electric car. You know, how hard is it to find a charging station? I mean, where are we in terms of the build-out on this?
Well, you know, it depends on where you are in the state. You know, here in the Bay Area, there's a good chance when you pull into a shopping center, you know, they're going to have charging stations. Sometimes they're right next to the store, too, so it's almost as good as a handicap spot. And they have the charging stations. Garages have them. Some are mandated, and here in San Francisco, we have them. But it still begs that question of just how available are they?
Yeah, worth noting as well that the last time I was with a friend with an electric car and went looking for one of these charging stations, we did in fact find one in a Target shopping center, but the slow charge is slow.
It's
There's a
right.
big difference between
It's not
the
like
new
you
technologies.
Can go charge it and go
new.
Shopping and then come out and okay, that's
it's
it,
long
I'm going.
Process. Yeah.
Right. So we're evolving this process. We tried the hydrogen. Remember for a while we were going to build the hydrogen highway, and we haven't heard too much of hydrogen at all lately. So now this is the electronic car again. It's going to be ongoing because the state is committed to doing it. Whether you and I wind up doing it remains to be seen. One of the real ironies is, I was talking to the transportation people, but they don't want their names used because it's still controversial and they're going with the plan, is that, one, these cars tend to be owned by people who have money. You know, and so are you subsidizing people with money? And the other one is, a lot of times these cars happen to be the family's second car. They've got an electric car for getting around, and then they got a nice big old gas one for when everybody needs to hop in and go someplace.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.